Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. The Chinese military is increasing their nuclear weapon of mass destruction warheads in their arsenal. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I have heard that there's a clash between India and China there at their border. A number of Indian soldiers have been killed, and this is a uprising that is beginning, a conflict that we've not talked about. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I don't think it's an uprising, Jimmy. I think this was an accident in a way. It was a very long disputed border up in the mountains between India and China. It's a wild, wild area. And apparently there had been, some skirmishes that have taken place in the past couple of weeks, and the Indians sent someone there to moderate. The Chinese thought he was a provocateur, and they started throwing stones at him. It was a very strange thing. There's no gunfire. It was stones and pots and junk and throwing at each other, sticks and logs and you name it, and they finally pushed these Indian soldiers off a cliff.
Before we leave talking about China, we've got a report that they increased their arsenal, their nuclear weapons of mass destruction arsenal, just this last year, about 30 new warheads. That doesn't sound good as we look at the overall picture for the world, does it?
It's an interesting development because the Chinese have announced it. Normally, they keep their warhead production pretty quiet, pretty secretive. In fact, there have long been rumors that the Chinese have as much as 10 times as many warheads as the 300 or so that they've declared publicly to possess. They have long tunnels, deep tunnels beneath Beijing and other places where they're believed to stockpile additional warheads. But this is an interesting development because they have announced it, and what they're showing is that they are modernizing their nuclear warheads with new technology that they have acquired, over the past two decades. So they are quite likely to have significantly more powerful, more accurate, and more reliable warheads than the ones that they have had previously in their stockpile.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the Chinese military, who has added more nuclear weapons of mass destruction warheads to their nuclear arsenal. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report is evidence of China's plan to become the number one military power in the world. China is in the news almost every day as this communist country endeavors to accomplish this superpower status. China is part of the reference mentioned in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 as the kings of the East. China and India make up the mass majority of those referred to in Bible prophecy. By the way, prophecy that could well be fulfilled in the near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...